Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Almost as big a deal as Pete Doherty, who joins the Wendy's Big Show now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You know him from PackersNews.com and the Green Bay Press Gazette. How are you this fine draft day, Pete?
Almost as big a deal.
Almost as big a deal as you, my friend.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Let me ask you the question that we started the show with and been talking with our listeners about for the last 45 minutes or so. Do you think the Packers have to go defense and try and plug one of the holes that they have on that side of the ball, or should they just take the best player available when they get to number 29?
Have to. I wouldn't go, 100% have to, but, should, and unless there's an offensive guy there, not just that they like and think is good, but the guy, they'd have to think the guy is special, I think, to take him. That would be my thinking if I'm them. If they think he's just a little bit better than the guys, the defensive guys on their board, I would think they would go defense. So it would have to be a real difference maker and somebody probably not expected to be there. Otherwise, I just, they need so much help on defense, between cornerback and especially between cornerback and outside rusher. I've got to think the odds are 98-99% that it's defense.
You talk to those guys obviously way more than we do. I just have this vibe that they aren't as worried about cornerback as seemingly everybody else in the state is right now. That Randall and Rollins were hurt. They think they'll be fine now that they're healthy. They added Devon House, who knows the defense. He'll come in and play right away and help out. And that it's not as big of a need as everybody else seems to think it is in this state. Do you get that vibe or no?
I don't trust the vibe I get because
maybe I shouldn't trust my vibe either then, Pete. That's good to know. Okay.
this is lying season, leading
sure
up
is
to the draft. And, people don't want to telegraph what they're up to and what they're thinking. And so you get different messages depending on who you talk to. So, and I've been getting plenty of that. So I'm going more by my eyes than anything. And I still think corner is a really big need, and I've got to think that they think it's a really big need. We all have different opinions. I think it's outside linebacker 1A, corner 1B. If somebody reversed them, it'd be hard to argue with. That's a real plausible stance also. But I have to think they think corner is a real need, even though I'm sure that they are looking for improvement from, Rollins and Randall, and House should help them a little bit. They just need more talent at that position.
Talking with Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com here on the Wendy's Big Show. I didn't hear you list an outside pass rusher in your needs there, Pete. Is that right behind 1A and 1B? Is that 1C? Because we're hearing a lot that Clay Matthews will be spending some time inside, and you lost Julius Peppers in the offseason.
Yeah, I misspoke or I didn't enunciate well. When I said outside linebacker, that's what I meant was.
I misheard. I thought you said inside linebacker. My mistake.
Oh, no, if that's what it sounded like, okay. No, my apologies. No, I said outside linebacker. Yeah, inside linebacker, as these years go on, I'm not seeing it as much. They're going to play Burnett in there more. It's not a high-priority position. The problem is with those inside linebackers, a really good inside linebacker, these guys like Foster, who's really good, he runs 4.67 or whatever, and he's really fast to the ball and great in the run game, but this game is just so matchup-oriented with passing games that I'm not sure he's a three-down player, and so taking those guys in the first round, it's in that way.
Speaking of that then, I think there's a legitimate chance that Jabril Peppers is there at the end of the first round. And if he's there, I don't want to put you in a Peppers or T.J. Watt scenario, but do you think Peppers has a legitimate chance of being a Packer tonight?
So, I'm not, the scouting these college players, you're not just watching them on the field like you are with NFL players, but you're projecting and all that. So,
sure.
My opinion on that, on scouting guys generally, it's not worth even knowing. On this one, I did talk to a lot of scouts about Peppers, a week or two ago. And the feeling I get is, that's just – I'm not seeing that for the Packers, that he'd be any kind of upgrade over the way they're going to use, you know, Burnett as it is. My guess would be if it's those two guys – It would be Watt. Now I'm just guessing. This is no inside info, but I would think it would be Watt over Peppers in that scenario.
Okay, are you buying all these comparisons that they're making between him and Clay Matthews? I mean, he's not going to be Clay Matthews.
I wouldn't think. Although, you know, who knew Clay Matthews was going to be Clay Matthews? I mean, he was number 26. The test numbers are really similar, except for. Matthews, if you look at his 10-yard split, Matthews' 10-yard split was off the charts for his position, and that really shows his quick first couple steps. And Watt didn't have that because their 40 times were pretty close, I think, 4.67 to 4.69. I think Matthews was 4.67, but that his Matthews' 10-yard split, though that's the first 10 yards, was like cornerbacks. You know, a lot of cornerbacks who go to the combine. So, yeah, thinking that Watt will be Clay Matthews, I would think that's a pretty big stretch because Matthews is has been a special player. But you know, I've talked to a couple scouts who really like Watt, and I talked to a couple who say just not a first round talent. So most of this stuff, it's eye of the beholder thing.
Did you see the Jarre Evans signing coming yesterday for the Packers?
No, just because, 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, if you'd asked me, I would have thought, I would suspect or think they might sign a guard before the draft, but when that didn't happen by last weekend, I figured they were just going to wait and see how the draft went. But, maybe this guy is going to hit the wall and, he won't be any good this year, but it struck me as a pretty good, pretty smart move, and there's a lot less pressure on the draft to find a guy who can, you know, for sure compete and maybe win that job as a rookie. So it struck me as a smart move to make. I guess more than anything, I would have guessed they'd have done it a week or two ago.
I love the move. And that type of move is something that I've been asking for him to do forever, for different positions where you have a need. Just get a guy at the end of his career looking to get a ring and see if you can catch lightning in a bottle for 1 year, catch the fountain of youth. And if he plays well, it could be a huge addition. And if it doesn't work out, like Jeff Saturday didn't work out, fine. It didn't work out and you move on. But at least you buy yourself some time to get somebody ready for the position in the meantime. One last thing for you. Who are the Packers picking?
Oh, is that all?
That's all.
That's all. Yeah. Easy question.
Oh, man. I keep going back and forth. I think Watt's a real possibility. I don't think King, the corner, makes it that far. So I think it could come down to, like, Watt and maybe White, the cornerback from LSU.
Do you think Humphrey makes it that far?
I don't think so. If he does... I would guess that they'd pick him.
Back to Alabama again.
Yeah. I would think there would be a pretty good chance. I think rusher's the greater need. They very well could think corner is all things. So if all things being equal, maybe they take the corner, or maybe there's a couple of those corners likely to be there that they'll like a little bit better than Watt. White or Watt, I think would be real plausible guesses on the assumption that King doesn't make it there and. Harris, the pass rusher, and who's the other pass rusher I'm not thinking of? There was another one expected to go somewhere in there. I don't think he's going to make it either. McKinley from UCLA. I don't think he will either.
I'm seeing him. The Colts have him. It looks like that's where I see him going so far. So we'll see.
Yeah, well.
That's Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com and frequent guest here on the Wendy's Big Show.
More.
Oh, you got one more. Go ahead.
Do you like or love the draft?
I like, that's a good question. I like it. Love is a strong word, and there's so much work to be done that it's rewarding, but it's not always just plain fun because there's so many people you try to get a hold of. But it is super, super interesting, and I'm sure if I were a fan, it would be more love than like.
Do you like or love the draft, Sparky? Which one is it?
Love.
You still love the draft? Because you used to be much more crazy about it than you are
now.
Well,
I got a family now, so I don't get as much time.
Yeah, you can't put up a draft board and hang out in your underwear anymore.
Dude, it's hilarious. I was talking to my mom last night on the phone, and she said, "So I see your Christmas is tomorrow." And I said, "Yeah, used to be."
Dude, Pete, man. Did you like the two-day draft better or the way they do it now, the Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Well, I mean, when I was younger, I – I had Saturday and Sunday, obviously. I don't know. I mean, for me, younger me, I would have loved 3 days of this stuff. Boy, I would have been going crazy, man. On Saturday, man, if draft comes, I'd have my TV tray set up.
Yeah,
like all my papers spread out. I'd have poster board up and everything.
He literally had it.
My mom thought I was nuts.
He had a war room.
Yeah.
He was going to make a pick. He had his own war room.
My friends would call me and be like, all right, so what did we do for my team's the Cowboys, whoever it was, right? It's like Tim Allen. We'd be like, Stevie, what did I do in the first round? How we do? You like it or don't like it? And then they'd go off of me for like their fantasy football advice based on how I like their draft choices.
That's so hilarious.
Dude, I loved the draft back in the day, man. That was my deal. But now life's changed. So.
Pete, thanks a lot. We appreciate you pinch hitting for Ryan Wood. Please send our get well wishes to our Green Bay football insider.
I will, and that's what I am. I'm Ryan Wood's backup, so thanks.
No, not at all. You're one of the best in the biz. Thank you, Pete. And Pete Doherty joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.